Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
Warning.
The show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a very good show planned for you tonight, and we're so glad that you stopped by. We're going to do a little housekeeping because I need to find out if everybody's online tonight with us. Pastor Roll, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you so very much for joining us, Pastor Roll. It's an honor and pleasure to have you on board with us, sir.
It's great to be on, Dr. Walker, as always, and looking forward to a great show.
All right, excellent. We're certainly happy to have you. Let's go ahead and welcome the Miss Peachy, who, by way of Paris and Athens, Greece, is joining us tonight. Miss Jay, welcome to the broadcast tonight. We're so happy to have you back from your international
family.
Thank you,
I'm so glad to be back, but I had a wonderful time. I tell you, Greece, Italy, and Paris, wonderful. But anyway, I'm glad to be back where our Dr. Walker will not just be telling stories, but he'll be changing lives.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you very much for that. And we're going to be bringing you back in momentarily to give us the disclaimer for tonight's reading. Let's go ahead and welcome Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Pleasure and honor to have you as well.
Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to another good night.
All right, excellent. We're so glad to have you here. Also, let's go ahead and welcome, let's see here, I believe we have with us, joining us tonight, it's not coming up in the queue. Oh, Ricky to the Rescue. Ricky to the Rescue, thank you for joining us. Good to have you.
Oh, yes. Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure being here.
All right. Excellent. We're so glad to have you join us this evening. All right. Let's go ahead and find out. You know, we're getting started tonight. The question is serious warning signs. It's about serious warning signs that you may need therapy, life coaching, or some other type of professional help. Let me just start with asking you, Rick to the Rescue, identify a serious warning sign that somebody who's in denial, and that might be even a serious warning sign that they're in denial, that they might need life coaching or some other professional assistance or therapy.
Most definitely. So, of course, if there was an experience that disrupted daily life activity, so as an example, sometimes someone may be abused physically and they want to try to hide the bruise, or they just call off from work the next day, right? It typically comes a lot of the times when we're trying to hide it from others or not showing to others what's going on, and we're not being realistic about the situation.
Okay, all right. So, but what can that person really see? But is it they the ones that need therapy if they're the victim? Or is it the perpetrator, the one who caused their abuse in the first place?
So, interestingly enough, both probably could require the therapy and the help. Often, if a person has experienced some trauma, it takes a very long time to be able to get over those situations. And also, who's ever causing the abuse, they would also need to learn the appropriate techniques to be able to either resolve their own unresolved issues or deal with their anger or deal with their substance abuse. So whatever the issues may be, you know, there needs to be something probably done with both sides, and that probably wouldn't even be appropriate together. You know, it may have to start separate.
All right, certainly we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and welcome Sparkle. Sparkle, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Dr. Walker. I'm looking forward to the topic this evening. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Ms. J, let's go ahead and bring you back in so that you can take a look and read that disclaimer to us tonight, because we got a lot to cover tonight.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice, and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and let's get ready for a good program tonight.
All right, excellent. Thank you for that, Ms. J. Let's go ahead and welcome Shield of Faith. Shield of Faith, we're glad to have you here with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Just want to tell everybody what a great book there is on the DrJesseWalker.com website. If you haven't read it, After the Passion, Now What, you're going to want to grab a couple copies so you can share it with your friends and your family and just enjoy the great read.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for that. Let's go ahead and welcome Cassandra. Cassandra, welcome to tonight's broadcast this evening. We're glad to have you.
God bless you, Dr. Walken. Thank you for having me. God bless each and every one. I'm looking forward to a great show.
Excellent. You know, Demon Slayer, we don't see Demon Slayer on the broadcast tonight. Let's see. We'll send him a message because he's normally on here. Ms. J, let me.
He's working.
Okay. Ms. J, let me bring you in here, and I want to ask you, I mean, give me a warning sign that people are may need some therapy or some life coaching or something, other professional help. Give me one where somebody's in denial and you know that they need some help.
Well, one thing I just thought about, the first thing, if you are unable to accomplish and do your normal thing, you're so stressed out to you just, you are not yourself. You know, you don't know whether you're going or coming. So, you know, when you get all confused and if you're not doing your norm, then, you know, you need some kind of help or assistance before it turns into something else. That's the way I see it.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Rose, so what about people who come in and say, I don't need any help. I don't want anybody telling me what to do. They don't have the answers for my life. I mean, how true is that? Is there any validity to that? And if so, why? And if not, you know, why shouldn't they get some help? All right, let's, Pastor Rose, let's see if we've got him in here. Yeah, Pastor Rose, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, you know, a lot of people, you know, denial, you know, I mean, people got issues, you know, but they don't want other people know that they got issues. You know, they cool, they come and collect it, you know. But, you know, I can say, you know, people know what buttons to push to get you to react in a way that you should react. For example, people, I mean, people can know you're a Christian. You know, he ain't going to cuss him. But I'm a, you know, that enemy inside of you will push your button and to see how you're going to respond. You know, demonic influences and demonic powers, you know. If you've been working all day, you know, you want to come home and just, how you say, just relax, you know. But you got the children yelling and hollering and, you know, and you just might say something that you don't really mean to say because people are pushing your buttons, you know, just to see how you're going to respond. Oh, you call yourself a Christian, but now you're cussing, you know, things like that, you know.
Okay.
So it's good counseling. It's good. If you got a friend, you know, if I'm going through these pressures, say you my friend, Dr. Walker, I might just give you a call or John Doe, whatever. See, I'm going through this problem, man. You know, keep me in your prayers, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's my response to that, Dr. Walker.
All right, certainly. We're going to ask you all to stand by. We're going to go to the story in about 2 minutes. Let's first go ahead and welcome Ms. Marjorie Cross to tonight's broadcast. Ms. Cross, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you with us.
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening, Pastor Roll, and to all your guests, all your co-hosts. It's nice to be on the show.
All right, great. We're glad to have you. Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here. Darren Deedy, I mean, what's another sign that somebody might need some help, some kind of professional help, you know, when they're going through something, but they figure they can handle it themselves? What's your thought? Darren Deedy. All right, perhaps she's just listening in right now. Let's go to Shield of Faith. Shield of Faith, what's your thought on something like that? What is your thought? You know, when somebody figures, you know, but I don't need anybody to tell me anything. I can do it myself.
Yeah, sometimes people, like that, they want to be private or they might not want anybody to know, you know, that they're having problems. But just like Ms. J said, if you can't get through the day and do the things you need to do, you need to seek out some help. And sometimes that's hard for people to do. You know, we're all prideful.
Okay, we're all prideful. Okay. Let's go here. Sparkles, do you think pride, you know, the Bible talks about pride coming before the fall. I mean, is that true? I mean, why can't you get some help that you may need?
Yes, definitely. Pride is the bottom line issue of it, in my opinion. And also, it takes a, if a person sees someone that's changed in their personality and how they're acting and so forth, then maybe that gentle spirit can go to that person that's in denial, don't want to say anything, and just maybe privately just have a conversation, just maybe share their story or experience in a gentle way to get them to kind of open up.
All right, awesome, awesome. Okay, awesome. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. We're getting ready to go right now, and we have to bring in the story, tonight's story. This is a very interesting story. You will really want to know this one, and we've got comments that are already starting to come in. Tonight's topic is serious warning signs you may be in need of therapy, life coaching, or other professional help. Zara, Z-A-R-A. Zara is a single mom. She's been a single mother for the past 6 years since her husband left her because of her serious bad attitude and negative behaviors. Now, prior to his leaving, they had been married for 8 years and had three small children. Her husband does his part in paying child support and clearly takes part in raising their children by having joint custody. Now, at this point in his life, he does not want to have anything to do with Zara outside of their involvement with their children. During the marriage, he really tried to do his best to make the marriage work, but Zara was obviously a controlling wife and mother to the point that it was either going to always be her way or the highway. So her husband chose the highway. He tried desperately to ask her about getting therapy or some type of life coaching or other professional help, but she insisted that she did not need anyone, including him, to tell her what to do with her free choices in life. Now, when the children are with him, all they do is complain about their mother's attitude and behavior towards them. The children have begged their fathers to live with him instead of their mother. That's unusual. When Zara's ex-husband tries to talk civilly to her about things, she curses him out and tells him not to try to run her house and threatens him to make sure he has his child support payments in on time. He realizes that he can't have a civil or productive conversation with her, so he decided to do something else. Approximately six months ago, he petitioned the courts to seek sole custody of the children who are of age now to actually decide where they prefer to live. He also filed a motion through his attorney to have the child support charges dropped if he gained sole custody of his children. Well, the court had a family hearing, and the judge asked the children who they preferred to live with, and they all said they preferred to live with their father. After hearing more from the children, approximately 3 months later, a home study was conducted to determine where the children would fit in best with what parent. And as such, to their surprise, the court granted the motion and ordered the children to live with their father and the child support payments were reversed, and now Zara was now Zara has to pay child support to her ex-husband for their children. Since the children are appearing to be happier living with their father, this has caused great depression for Zara because she misses her having the children under her complete control. Now with the stress on her of being a visiting parent, Zara has decided to get some life coaching in hopes to get her attitude under control and hopefully one day regain custody of her children, because she realizes that without them, she is not the same person with something to hope for. In the meantime, her ex-husband is very cooperative. This story, of course, is to be continued. Ricky to the Rescue, I want to bring you in here. Ricky to the Rescue, as a therapist yourself, in your opinion, how hard could it be for Zara now that she now is facing, you know, the child support payments are reversed. She's got to pay child support. And now it's causing her depression. What is she likely going through, Ricky to the Rescue? And why did it take this to help her realize that she needed some help for her attitude?
All right. And what's interesting, as I heard this story and I heard you mention that, you know, she was controlling and things of that nature, I know a lot of people often bring up red flags. And, of course, that could be a red flag to an abusive person, right? And so what typically happens is when it's in the beginning stages, we make excuses for ourselves and we make excuses for our partner. So as an example, in that situation, it could have been, oh, this person cares about me, and it's really not seen as controlling, and that person is telling themselves the same thing, oh, I care, right? And so the fact that it starts off so small, by the time it actually becomes big enough for it to be an issue, then it's unmanageable, and I can't deal with it, so now I need to go get help because I'm desperate. I done lost my kids, or I done lost my job. But at that particular moment, you know, it's kind of hard to really address the issue within itself, because a person is looking for quick results when it took maybe a year or 2 years to create the problem. And so it's more of a mindset shift. You know, it's going to have to take some actual work. It's not like you just go take a pill and everything gets better. And I think that could be somewhat of a misconception. Sometimes people come in and just believe, oh, I'll be better. You know, or some people would say, I'm just going to pray and it's going to get better. It's these things that we tell ourselves instead of truly investigating what happened to try to be able to solve the problem.
That is a very interesting and valid point. So, Ricky to Rescue, her husband is very cooperative, obviously, but a man having, in your opinion, if she's got to pay child support now, do you think it's likely that he will want to reverse that? With her attitude, can she change? And we know that people can change, but why would he take the risk of trying to cooperate to the extent that, okay, if the children, if I go to the courts and I agree to let the kids be with their mom now, and then 3 months later she snaps and changes on me again, isn't that a likelihood? Or would you recommend that he let the kids stay with the mom?
Right, and that is a very dangerous situation to be in. I will say this. If a person is truly serious about getting help, right, there's classes to take, there's therapy, there's a lot of different things that can happen. And so that's why you do go to court and they put those protocols in place so that you go through the proper steps. And so you may have limited visitation or whatever the stipulations may be. But I feel in his shoes, if he's comfortable with what's presented to him in order to help her get better, then I could say yes, because I'm pretty sure the children are going to be talking to him, you know, pretty much every day, when I'm going to see my mom, right? And so he has that in the back of his mind as well. And so, but he would have to be comfortable with whatever program or whatever she's involved in order for him to entrust her with their future moving forward.
Okay, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by, Ricky, to the Rescue. Let's go ahead and welcome Benny from the Block to tonight's broadcast. Benny from the Block, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening. Happy Thursday to everybody.
All right, excellent. We're glad to have you here. Let's go ahead and, Darren Didi, I want to come back to you now on this here story. Zara, Zero, I mean, it's unusual that a man gets custody, of sole custody of his children over the woman unless it can be proven that she's an unfit mother. Does your heart go out for her, Darren Dede? Because remember now, she had this attitude, and the children, she was taking things out on the children, and they preferred to live with their father. Does your heart, Darren Dede, go out to her? And if it does, why or why not?
Well, not really, and not to be, you know, open and honest, but my father and my mother, when they separated, he got all five of us, and I preferred to stay with my father because she was very abusive. So, no, I don't have sympathy for her.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by, Darren Dede. Ms. J, let's bring you in here. Ms. J, here's a situation, Ms. J, that totally, I mean, she's depressed now. Ms. J, don't you feel for her, Ms. J? I mean, you know, woman to woman? Something.
You know, I kind of do because, you know, I don't know the whole story, but she was she have some issues and some problems inside. She may not want it to be like she was, but she could not control it, possibly. And I'm sure she loved her children, but her mind was just, you know, it wasn't working right. She just had to, she wasn't able to deal with situations in life. And she just took it out on people. And being, I guess, selfish and not wanting to get help because she figured she was okay. But, I, you know, like when the husband couldn't do it no more and got the kids, then she realized, you know, I guess it takes, you know how people say you got to hit rock bottom before you realize something wrong. So that's basically what happened to her. And I feel for anybody to have to hit rock bottom before they realize I need help. But listen, this is a question I have for you or Ricky. How do you know who to go see? Because it seems like you need to make sure you go to the right type of person, therapist or life coach. Because if not, you know, could you just be wasting your time going to certain type of help? Or how do you know who to go to and, you know, with the problems you have?
That's an excellent question. And yeah, that's an excellent question. And you do need to know who to go to. But I'm going to refer that over to Ricky the Rescue. To bring some business in his direction. Ricky to the Rescue, you want to respond to that?
Yes, and I can understand how that can be overwhelming as well. One good practice that I will say to everyone, if you have a primary care physician who knows you, knows your body, knows your physical ailment, it's a good idea to go to your primary care physician and say, hey, this is what I have going on. Can you give me a referral out to behavioral health or to a specialist and help them to direct you in where you need to go? That's in case, you know, you kind of just saying to yourself, I don't know who to go to, and you kind of just overwhelmed, right? If you're not in that situation and you the type of person that likes to research, it would be in your best interest to look at the differences between what people do. So as a quick example, if someone is giving you therapy, they're going to dig more so in your past to try to help you resolve your conflict, whereas a life coach is going to look at your here and now and your present and focus more so on moving forward from there. And so you have to understand the differences between the two, because some things work for some people in certain situations and some and others do not. And so it's really just a matter of either you being able to feel comfortable enough to either research or already just trust your primary care physician.
Absolutely. Ricky to Rescue, very good advice, very good advice. In addition to that, I want to throw this question out back to you, Ricky to Rescue, and that is, with no disrespect to all our clergy or ministers, male or female, on the line or anybody else for that matter, but Ricky to Rescue, and I'll give my two cents on it as well. Why it's so important that you don't just settle for going to your pastor for advice on your relationship. And just before I pass over to Rick to the Rescue for that thought, I want to say because they're not necessarily trained in dealing with practical matters. They will come from you from a spiritual perspective, but in my opinion, this is just my humble opinion, we need theory, we need practice, we need practical things to make relationships work. Rick to Rescue, I'll go ahead and you add to that if you'd like to.
Right. I want to add a different layer to what you just said. So okay. If a person is your pastor, right, they already have a certain relationship with you, and they may not be objective. And so me, in my profession, as an example, as a life coach, right, I wouldn't give services to one of my family members. Why? Because I can't be completely objective. And so if you go see your pastor, you have to think about it in those lines, right? And they can give you the spiritual support, which is needed. Spirituality helps to balance yourself. And they may not have the training and things of that nature. However, they are able to assist you. I believe in more of a holistic approach where you need the support from all angles, right? Because even if I had to explain it this way, if you had diabetes, right, you're going to go to your pastor. He's going to pray with you about it and things of that nature. But you're also going to go to a medical professional, right? You need both. It's not a situation where you can just go to one, because wherever your body is going, you need support from all places.
That's absolutely brilliant, Rick DeRescue. Absolutely brilliant. And we're on the same page with everything that you have presented out here. Benny from the Block, I want to bring you in here, and thank you for joining us once again. Benny from the Block, I mean, we're talking about serious warning signs that people may be in need of therapy, life coaching, or other professional help. So, Benny from the Block, I'm abusive. Let's just say, this is a hypothetical, of course, that I'm abusive to my significant other. You know, I slap her once a week, but then I apologize to her and say, baby, I'm sorry. You know, you just got on my nerves at that time. And I bring her flowers and chocolate candy because I know she likes that. And she seems to always forgive me every other week. And so, and that we got children together. And then she's nervous when I come home, you know, and she can read me that I'm upset. So, Rick, I mean, Benny from the Block, is it possible I need help? And when she's asked me to get help, that offends me because now I want to slap her again because she suggested that. Benny from the Block, your thoughts on that?
You absolutely need help. And not only do you need help, you need to remove yourself out of that house because you are becoming toxic and dangerous to your family, to your wife, and potentially to your future, because if that type of behavior continues, you're going to lose all of those people. And so the issue that we have is, as men, we don't have another man to go to that looks like us, acts like us, talks like us, and say, hey, man, you're out of order. Because most of us kind of go with that whole kind of, I'm okay, I don't need anybody to help me, I don't need anybody to help me and run my family, I don't need. Well, there is the beginning of the problem, because everything is about I. But you're not looking at the whole process of the family. The family is not an I, it's a we, it's a us. It is a unit of people that have come together to make a family, to grow and become better in their lives. You're not becoming better, you're regressing. I'm sorry, you're digressing. And not only are you digressing, you're regressing, because you are now going down a road that is going to have serious consequences, whether to your future, to your freedom, and just you're going to have people hate you. And even the word tells us, don't lead your children to a place where they hate you. Well, if their mother hates you, guess what the kid's going to do? They're going to follow suit, because that's what they see. So we have to come to a conclusion as men that we have to recognize immediately something's wrong. And the first time you hear hey, I need to get up out of here, I need to go find somebody that can help me figure out what is going on with me so I don't have to continue down this road with you, making you afraid to be around me.
Okay, so Benny from Block, while I've got you on here quickly, with the same hypothetical, I'm this abusive spouse, and now it's like you're saying remove myself from that house. But I'm so insecure that, you know, I'm accusing her. I'm always accusing her, thinking, well, if, you know, probably while I'm working, you got somebody, some other man in that house. So I dare not move myself because I can't, just a thought. Because I'm at the same time, I'm out here having my own thing going on, cheating, you know, but I can issue it, but I can't take it. What are your thoughts on that, Benny from the Block? Why is it that, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. So I'm out here having these relationships, extramarital relationships or affairs, and now I'm thinking, well, behind my back, she might be doing the same thing, so I can't trust leaving her. What do you think on that? Do I need therapy, really?
Well, you're not going to get therapy because you're already in a case of, let's just be honest with you, you're a double-minded person. You're a double-minded man, which means that you have no desire to do anything except please yourself and what you want. And not only that, what you really kind of want but don't want, you want to control that. And with your mindset in that manner, you are actually in a narcissistic system and a narcissistic way of thinking because of your behavior toward the things that you have. You want your cake and ice cream and eat it too. Okay, that's good, until the cake no longer wants to have you eat it anymore. So it is not only a bad situation, it is a situation that may not even be able to be resolved because you have come to the conclusion that you are right, you are in control, and you're going to do what you want to do, and you're accusing her because of your bad behavior. That is where the term coming, you're reaping what you sow. You have sowed bad seed, and now you're getting a bad harvest, and the bad harvest is you're losing your mind. That's why they call it double-minded.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We certainly do appreciate your
but
thoughts.
But Dr. Walker.
Yes, Ms. J, go ahead.
Let me add to what Benny was saying. My thought on that, yeah, that man needs to remove himself. I agree with all that. But that wife, she needs to remove herself immediately. That husband is dangerous. He could hurt her worse than he's hurting her, could have come to death, you know. And I'm saying now, she don't need to be struggling in silence. And that, I mean, she don't realize, she thinking he needs help. She needs more help than he do, because this risking the life of her being killed with a fool like him coming in the house. So, you know, she the one that needs to rush out there and get some help or get a safe place to go or something.
So now, Miss J, I mean, using myself as this hypothetical situation with that being that man, so now I know she can't afford to live on her own without me. So I use my money to kind of control her. And so now, Miss J, what is she going to do? She better not go nowhere because, you know, she's not going to find another man like me. I'm controlling her because I make enough money to drive, you know, if I work at the warehouse and I, you know, I work overtime, so I'm able to make, you know, ends meet. And I don't even want her going to work because she might be talking to a man on the job. These are all true situations, you all, not about me.
I can believe it. You know, women do that. They stay and all that. But she needs to slap herself around so she can wake up, you know, because to stay in a situation like that, she need to just, I know she might not have no money or whatever, but me personally, I'll go to a police station, I tell them I need help, and they'll find some place for you to go, and you got to go someplace and go from there. She just needs to slap herself and wake up and get out of there. That's all I got to say. Don't worry about him taking care of her. What she want, life or death? Because if she stay there, she's going to get death.
Right. So, Ms. J, if I'm that controlling, don't you think I can be violent with that? Because
exactly.
It's like she
needs
me.
I'm saying.
Oh,
she needs to get out.
Right.
I don't care
okay.
if she don't have nothing but one outfit and leave with that. She needs to get out. Either she choose life or death.
Okay.
You know?
So, okay, Ms. J, now she leaves me, right? She leaves me. She got out. She got a strategy. Now, after 3 or 4 days, I'm missing her, and now I find out where she is, and now I'm on my best behavior. Sweetie, and let's say you're the lady, Ms. J, okay? Let's say you're the lady. And I'm saying, Ms. J, role play with me here, okay? I come to you with my sweetest charm. I put on my best suit, the suit that you like, that you bought me. And I come in and I say, sweetie, listen, I know I was wrong. And I'm so sorry, darling. I'm so sorry. I can't live without you. You're the breath that I breathe. Baby, come home, please. I'm crying. So now, Ms. J, aren't you going to feel sorry for me? I promise you,
no.
I will never hit you again. I promise
no.
you that.
No,
Ms. J.
I don't think I would do it because I won't go back to a period. But I throw out one suggestion. She should think and say, you know, I'll come back to you, but you got to go get some help, and it has to be shown to me from whoever's helping you that you are better. That's the only way I would even consider coming
okay,
back to
so
you.
Okay, so Ms. J.
So if you love
saying,
me that much, you go get help.
Okay, so Ms. J, my crying, so baby, will you come home tonight? Will you come home
tonight? No,
so
no,
you'll come home.
No,
huh?
No, I will not. No.
Why? I promise
my
you I'm going to go get help, though.
I don't slap my own self and woke up. No.
Okay. Ricky to the rescue. I want to bring you back in here. Why is it so dangerous, Ricky to the rescue? Because Now the man is crying, and he's pleading on her emotions and her sympathy or empathy. Why is it so dangerous for that woman to come back before he gets help? Why, Rick to Rescue?
Well, it makes everyone vulnerable. She's vulnerable, he's vulnerable, right? And so remember, it was mentioned a little earlier about that getting back in that comfort zone and starting to make excuses for things. And, you know, you want to disguise everything under wearing love. And so it starts to escalate again, and then it becomes a bigger problem. And then now when it hits the explosion, we need to do something about it. Now it's worse than it was before.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. Now that's where death could be imminent. You're absolutely right, Ricky Terrestrial, and that's why I brought you in here for that. Let's go to the phone lines. I think, I'm not sure, it's not showing up in the queue. We're going to call the first six numbers of your phone, 832-533. Who do we have with us? It's not coming up in the queue.
Oh, yeah, this is Chris from Houston.
Chris, thank you. Did you have a comment, Chris, that you wanted to make? We certainly do appreciate you joining us.
Yeah.
Chris, go ahead.
The woman is trauma bonded. She can't leave that man. He's beat her into submission. He's totally controlled her life, her thinking, her thoughts, her wants. She's trauma bonded. She needs to leave. She doesn't have to go to the police station. There's too many centers for abused women, okay? She needs to go, and she needs to get some therapy and realize, recognize, and understand that what he's telling her, he's showing her.
That's a very good point, Chris.
When once she understands it, then it's up to him to get some help, which most narcissists don't think they have any issues at all, so he probably won't. So then it's time for her to get her stuff and leave permanently.
Right. So Chris, we're going to ask you to certainly stand by. Pastor Rowe, I want to bring you in here quickly now. We're running out of time, you all. We only have about 20 more minutes. But Pastor Rowe, I want to bring you in here. I mean, my advice would be don't go back into that situation, because just like Ricky to the Rescue said, it can be worse because now you're walking on eggshells. Pastor Rowe, just quickly here, 15 seconds left, tell us why, in your opinion, even having given that spiritual advice, that might not be, is that enough, Pastor Rowe? The question is the spiritual advice enough, in your opinion? Quickly, please.
Well, really, I feel that spiritual advice is enough. But I will say to you, there are tears that you can shed, you know. And where I come from, they call it crocodile tears, you know. Not
right.
Real tears. People can make themselves cry, you know. But I heard someone said earlier about being double-minded, you know. The reason a double-minded person, you know, it's unstable in all its ways, you know. If you double-minded, and like I said, a couple of weeks ago, a week or so ago, when I said the ugliness that you see in others is a reflection of what's in yourself, you know. And that's why you see ugliness in others, because you all messed up yourself, you know. But people know how to put them crocodile tears, you know. But I would say when all is said and done, you say 15 seconds or less. The prescription that we have is the Bible, the Word of God. B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Earth. You listen to what God says first before you listen to psychiatrists and other people. God is the perfect example to follow. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We're going to go fast, you all, because we're running out of time. Let's go ahead here now and start taking some of the comments. Let's go with Sparkles. We're going to give you the first comment. This comment comes in, this mail. He says, I grew up seeing my mother in a very abusive relationship with my father. It was to the point that I did not like my father at all. My mother tried her best to get him into therapy, but he refused every time. After over 20 years of marriage, she eventually left him, but we were all scarred by the abuse from my father. My advice to anyone out there in an abusive relationship, if your significant other does not want to get help, then leave him or her as quickly and quietly as you can. Please, it could very well save your life. Sparkles, do you think that that's good advice? Let them go quickly, get away from them?
Yes, life and death situation. And to go further, that wife and her children could get some kind of counseling. Because like you said, deeply scarred, and they've got trauma going on and all that stuff, so they need to get help for themselves. Yes, leave the man.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Cassandra, I want to bring you in here with this next comment. This party writes in and says, my boyfriend is very abusive, but I can't leave because I depend on his financial support. We have kids together, but I just take the punishment because I can't leave. I have nowhere else to go. I'm not making that much money. Cassandra, what is your advice? He says, please help me with some kind of advice. Cassandra, what is your advice to that woman?
My advice to her would be to seek other, to seek counsel for sure, and if she's in the church home, to go to her pastor and to see if there is something that they can help do and or lead her into a program for safety for her and those babies.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is some women are stuck in these situations where the money is good. The money is good, and the lovingness, the intimacy is pretty good. So is that a reason to stay, Cassandra?
That's not a reason to stay. That's the worst thing because then they get more babies, get more beaten, and then it'll put them in a depressed state after a while. You know, all that stuff will fade away. But with that being said, though, some women do that, and it's out here. And if they feel like it's all that good to get the money, get the honey, then stay there and get your butt whooped. You understand what I'm saying? Don't complain. But one day, one of those hits upside the head going to wake them up, and then they're going to get up out of there. God forbid if something happened to the children in the midst of. But if they want help and want to get out, it's out here.
All right. I'm telling you, one hit away could be from death. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Darren Didi, I want to bring you in here. Darren Didi, is the honey and the money worth the abuse? Darren Didi, your thoughts?
Not really. But, again, you know, sometimes you're stuck other than just leaving with the clothes on your back.
Okay, so, Darren Didi, let me ask you this question here. So what happens if that man or woman threatens you? If you leave me, I'll find you and I will kill you. I've read countless cases on this. What happens in a situation like that, Darren Didi?
Well, you know, if it was that kind of a situation, I would be packed and gone in a heartbeat and hidden where no one can find me.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We got a live one here tonight, you all, and we're almost out of time. Ricky to Rescue, you want to close us out in about 18 minutes?
Oh, yes, I can do the closing.
All right. Thank you, Ricky to Rescue. We're going to give you about 2 or 3 minutes to do your closing. All right. We'll keep you on standby, and we'll go to others while you're preparing. I want to go to let's go to Sparkles. Let me bring you back in here. Miss Jay, stand by just for a second. Ben from the block, stand by as well. Chris, stand by. Let me go to South Florida. We're going to go to Mr. Jude. Mr. Jude, thank you for joining us this evening. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. We were talking about trying to not having the money, and trying to have the honey. A lot of times people think that they don't have anyone to go to, but not only will they have professional help, but a lot of times they're afraid to go to their family because they're ashamed. Sometimes family is there to help. They're there to help you, but because you're so ashamed, you're afraid that they're not going to assist you. But they're there. All you have to do is ask sometimes, and they will help you. So those that think that they have no place to go, family, sometimes they're just waiting for you to ask for help.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We've got a lot to cover tonight. Let's go here. I'm going to ask all of you all if you would be so kind to confine your comments so we'll give Ricky to Rescue enough time to close out in a fair closing, you all. Let's go back up here. Pastor Rhodes, I want to go to you with this next comment. This is a deep one. 15 seconds or less, you all, because we got still a lot to cover. This female, she writes in, she says, Dr. Walker, I listened to your show last week and thought that I needed to send in a comment. I've been dating the father of my children on and off for over 17 years. We never married, but he is extremely jealous and controlling, even when it comes to the males in my family. He wants to get married now, and I'm actually afraid that it won't last. I do love him very much, but he is also abusive. He refuses to get counseling. Does your listeners have any advice for me? I am desperately seeking help at this point because I'm scared. Pastor Roe, what would you tell her? 15 seconds less, and I know that's fast. And then I want to bring in, Benny from the block. But 15 seconds or less. Pastor Roe first, what would you tell her? Quickly, please.
Well, one thing, you don't want to get yourself in a position, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. And I mentioned on the last show we had about what my mother, and you had mentioned about what your mother and father had gone through and abuse and everything that had, you know, they had experienced. But, my, you know, in 15 seconds or less, I just say I wouldn't get married when that the abusive tendency is there, and I base a lot of that through what my mother went through with my father. So
all
that's
right,
how I feel, you know. Hindsight is 20/20.
All right, thank you for that. Benny from the block, 15 seconds or less, please. I mean, she's desperately seeking advice. What do you tell her? She's afraid. All right, perhaps Benny from the block is just listening in. Miss J, let's go over to you. Miss J, what do you tell her? 15 seconds or less. She's afraid.
You know, I tell her, you know, you talk about the honey. It's a lot of bees out there, and there's some money for some more good men. So take your chance and get out of there if you want to survive and want life.
All right. Excellent advice,
Miss J. Can I answer that in 5 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead. But 5 seconds, please.
What I would say is that anytime you have allowed too much time to resonate with a person, that means you've allowed comfortability to come into play, which means that you have resolved to allow yourself to just be in conflict with your spouse, and you allowed him to honor and cherish you. So in that case, what she's done is she's created a problem by allowing him to waste that time with her. And now that he feels like he wants to make a move, it's really not up to her anymore. It's up to him. She's really created this situation.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Chris, I want to bring you back in here with this next comment, Chris. 15 seconds or less, please. This comment, this male, he writes in, he says, my father was so jealous and constantly accused my mom of having an affair. In fact, oh, this is deep, he was cheating on my mother on several occasions with different women, and she found out but continued to stay in the marriage. Despite my mother's efforts begging him to get therapy, he never did. He ended up going to jail for killing our mother over his stupid suspicions that were all false. How can my sister and I ever forgive him? Neither of us have ever gone to visit him in prison, and he's serving 15 years. If anyone out there has an anger issue, please, I beg of you, get some help because your children are being affected by this. We miss our mom terribly. Chris, quickly, 15 seconds left. I know it's hard, but this man killed the woman over his suspicions when he was, in fact, cheating. Chris, what do you say to him or others?
Well, what do I say to the young man that wrote in? He needs counseling because things are going around you, affect you. You think they don't. You think, okay, well, I'm out of that situation. He's in jail. She's in the grave. But it still affects you. And counseling, therapy, and to me, therapy can mean talking to your pastor. It can mean getting on your knees praying. It can mean going to see a certified counselor. But the thing is that to get it out of your system, that's the only way you can forgive.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Mr. Jude, I want to bring you in here with the same comment here. He killed their mother. Should the kids find forgiveness in their heart to go see their dad in prison? I mean, come on. Seriously? Mr. Jude, what do you say?
Ooh. Have mercy. Have mercy. I think they should find forgiveness in their heart. But I know that's a very, very difficult situation. How do you forgive? Only with God's help do you forgive. Because that might be an unpardonable sin to some and to others. So only with God's help can you forgive. But, wow, that's devastating.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by, and I know it is.
In your heart.
I want to bring you in here. Miss J, can you just find, I mean, I don't want to see him again. I wouldn't want to see him again because I might want to jump up and strangle him. You're talking about my mother? Miss J, help me with that. Maybe I need therapy on it.
That's a hard one, and I know that we'll forgive. You have to forgive him in your heart so you can live the rest of your life, but I'm not going to walk up to him and tell him I forgive him. Now, I don't think I could do that, but I could talk to God and say, God, please help me to forgive him. I would ask for forgiveness and ask God to help me to do it. But no way I could face him and say it, because like you said, I might want to hurt him, you know.
Okay.
So that's a hard one. That's a hard one. Oh, Lord.
All right. It was even hard for me to read that one. I'm serious. You
yes.
all. It was very hard to read
yes.
that. How you, I mean, it's like, you know, don't try nobody like that. That's just, that's too much. You know, he. Why didn't he just kill himself? I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that over the air. But anyway, let me move on. All right, this next one here, Sparkles, we're going to bring you in with this one. This female, she says, and we're almost out of time, y'all. She says, I've been listening to several of your shows, Dr. Walker, and find them to be quite interesting. I'm a single mom with three children, and after listening to your shows, I finally realized that I have been taking out my anger and frustrations on my children, just like in tonight's story. I'm here to admit that I need therapy or some kind of professional help. Will you please reach out to me for your services? Thank you, and I really appreciate all that you and your guests do for others like me as well as the community. I will leave my number on your website. Thank you again. You know, that's very noble. We'll certainly look forward to getting in touch with her. But Sparkles, I mean, this lady, at least she realized she needs help. What about others out there, Sparkles, who don't even know that they need help? What is your advice to them?
Yeah, that is a noble thing that she does realize it. And, yes, like you said, there are others out there that are in denial. I say that even though they're in denial, I would say family, friends, people that are around them in their circle, they see what's going on. They can see that they're in an abusive situation or whatever. And also, so when a person is in denial and think that nobody knows, people know, people see, but they don't say anything. So
right,
I say,
go ahead, Spark. So what? You're fine.
Reach out somebody to someone, or like I said before, if someone even suspects or whatever, that gentle spirit to go and to try to talk to them in private or whatever, and to kind of share to make them comfortable so they can open up and maybe they not feel so alone. It's a hard one. It's hard.
All right, we're certainly going to ask you to stand by. Let's go here now. Bring in Pastor Rowe just quickly here. Pastor Rowe, sometimes you're so in love with somebody, it's not easy to just break away. And even though you make a promise to get therapy, but you know you're lying in your heart. You just want the person because you want that control. So, Pastor Rowe, what's your thought on that? 15 seconds or less, please.
Okay, well, you know, therapy, you know, is very, very important, you know, and when you forgive a person, it doesn't mean that you have to, if you have a negative relationship, that you got to go and marry them or whatever. You know, it's just like Jesus when he was on the cross, you know, Father, forgive them, but they know not what they do, you know. Well, you know, I'm not going to, that can be challenged too. You know, but you can ask for forgiveness for people, but that don't mean you have to go back and get re-involved in a relationship, physical or whatever. Back
all
to
right,
you, Dr. Walker.
All right, we got to move on. Ms. Marjorie Cross, we want to bring you in here and give you an opportunity for a commercial break. Ms. Cross, if you can get it done in 15 seconds or less, that would be greatly appreciated. Ms. Cross, sorry for the rushing.
Okay. Good evening again. Okay, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a health and wellness consultant with two of the most outstanding companies in the world. If you have any health conditions, we have over 150 that may be able to help you. You could give me a call at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223, or visit the website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. Thank you, Dr. Walker.
All right, and thank you. We're going to try to take ease in a commercial break. Wow. Sparkles, go ahead and send that commercial out real quickly if you have it ready.
Good news. The Dr. Jesse Walker Show is here to help you. Dr. Walker is a licensed clinical Christian marriage and family therapist with 20-plus years of experience helping people with relationship issues. Tune in on Thursdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern by calling 347-857-1769. That's 347-857-1769. Join us in building amazing relationships you want and deserve. Visit our website at drjessiewalker.com.
All right, thank you for that, Sparkles. Darren D, I want to bring you in here with this comment. This male, he writes in, he says, my wife and I struggled during our first 13 years of marriage because it was all new for the both of us. We decided early on to get into a couples therapy session to see how other couples survive the newness of marriage. It's been 12 years since then, and our marriage is completely solid. We met some of our best friends in those sessions, and we all remain friends to this day. Listen, life coaching or therapy can help you if you are willing to give it a chance. You can thank us later. Just kidding. But anyway, what do you say to that?
I'd absolutely agree. Yeah. I think education, you know, is the key to, you know, you're always growing. Things change, and it's good to be, you know, open communication in a professional, you know, setting.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Benny from Black, I want to give you this one here. This party writes in, and 15 seconds or less, please. I know I'm sorry about rushing you all, but we got to get off the air to give Ricky the rest of your time. This female, she says, I've been married for 2 years and never would have thought that my husband would change into the man he turned out to be. I never saw any warning signs that he would be mentally or physically abusive. He went from being a deacon in the church where we met into a monster in the home. He pretends to be the perfect husband when we are at church, but when we are at home, he is abusive unlike anything I've ever seen. I only stay because I can't afford to live on my own. I am so depressed and drained. The sad part is I'm only 24 years old and afraid to have children with him. I know there is something better out there for me. He feels that he does not need any help. Any advice? Benny from the Block, what can you tell her, please? All right, perhaps Benny from the Block is just listening in. Let me go, Miss Jay, what do you tell her? Miss Jay, what do you tell her?
I would tell her, girl, you young, why you want to get involved in that? Go out and have a good life. That's a waste of your time and detrimental to your life.
But what if she loves him?
What love got to do with it? That's what people kill me with that. What's more important, loving somebody or living?
Okay.
Dr. Walker, can I say something to that too? Please.
Love is out there. You know, love. So you can find some more love.
You came from one of the most romantic countries that they talk about, Paris. And you just came back from Paris, you know, within the last few days. So aren't you bringing some love back here? Don't you want to tell that girl to hang in there?
Love for the right man that love me the right way. Love for the right man that will love me the right way.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
That's love. Love don't
Very
hurt.
Good advice. Very good advice, Ms. Jay, and we certainly do appreciate that. We are out of time now. We got to turn it over to Rick to rescue. Serious warning signs that you may be in need of therapy, life coaching, or other professional help. Rick to rescue, please close us out.
Yes, and thank you for that. As people, one of the biggest obstacles we probably have is being 100% honest about our problems, right? And so we minimize situations, we make excuses, or we blame others, right? We do all of these things as a defense mechanism against our own anxieties and fears. In relation to this story, the abuser's biggest fear could be that their partner will leave them. So in turn, the abuser attempts to control, manipulate, or force the partner to stay by any means necessary, which could include physical abuse, emotional abuse, all these different things because they want to control the situation. And you never know what happens in a lot of people's past unless you have those courageous conversations to try to figure out what has happened, right? And so that abuser may not even recognize that they have a problem, because they may have learned that from somewhere else, and it just carried on. And if you are in a relationship, everything seems very great and good and positive in the beginning stages, right, because people are trying to impress each other. And the more comfortable people get, the more you start to see things. But if you start to see warning signs that continue to happen and occur more frequently, you need to start to raise your eyebrows, you know, because, you know, some people, they may try to control and start telling you, well, you can't go to this place, or you can't do this, or you can't talk to that person, or you need to stay home, and they start yelling at you. And then one day they may just hit you playfully, right? So they keep the limits, and that could end up to that person physically abusing you and doing all of these other different things. You have to be on the lookout for those type of different things, because that person could be consumed with fear, right? And so if you do find yourself in that situation, a lot of the things that were said today, I think there were some great things said, but I think you should kind of brainstorm, right? You have to be able to think to yourself. A lot of the times we hear a lot of messages coming from all over the place. We don't just sit down and start to think to ourselves and meditate, and also including that with prayer. You do that on your own, and you start to try to develop a plan. If you can't help it, you want to consult an expert. But you want to consult experts who have proven results. And when I say proven results, that could be your support system. It could be your pastor. It could be people in your immediate environment, or it may have to be someone you take more initiative to go look out for. And I know that the question was asked earlier, you know, who do you go to? I want you to frame it in this perspective as well. There are a lot of people who specialize in specific things. There's people that specializes in trauma. There's people that specializes in anger, anxiety, all of these different things. Now, you may find someone that says that they do it all, and that's fine, and I have nothing against that. But if you're trying to be laser-focused in what you're trying to get accomplished in your life, you probably want to see that person that specializes in that specific thing. That's very important. And also, I did want to mention this. We can have support systems, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a good support system. Sometimes your support system can make situations worse, and it can also turn you away from help. That's why I want to kind of reiterate being able to go speak to someone who has some proven results and something that you have faith in, right? And so whatever your belief in you is, if that is the thing that guides your entire life, you want to make sure that you move everything back to the attention of that. And if that's what's guiding you, it's going to move you in the appropriate direction. So thank you for that. And I hope that was an appropriate closing. And if anyone needs help, it doesn't matter if you're being abused or if you're the abuser or if you even concerned about someone else, please just try to get that person some help. And if you're in that situation, just remember, brainstorm, have a plan, and consult an expert. Thank you for that.
Okay, certainly. Riggs of Rescue, give me your contact information as a therapist as well, please.
Most definitely. So you can contact the Path to Greatness at 404-968-9940. Again, that is a Path to Greatness. And you can speak with me, Ricky, to the rescue at 404-968-9940. If you can't remember the phone number, just go to the website, togreatness.com. That's spelled with the number 2, greatness.com. Just try to get help somewhere. Any start is a good start. If you don't do anything at all, there will never be progress made.
Excellent. Excellent closing and excellent advice. Riggs of Rescue, we certainly do appreciate you. Listen, they're threatening me to get off the air right now, you all, because we're clearly out of time. But listen, we can't go without letting you know what tomorrow night's show is. Tomorrow night's show is intuitive signs or signals that God himself is either warning, guiding, directing, or causing situations for your best interest. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show, you all. If you thought tonight was deep, you will not want to miss tomorrow night's show. So, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all for taking time out to join us this evening. Please join us here tomorrow night. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be here live Saturday morning for the International Divine Intervention Day program as well. If you choose to bypass that, we'll be back here next Thursday for the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Until tomorrow night, Saturday, or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Great closing, Ricky to the rescue.
Good.
Super great.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone, for your feedback.
Good night. God bless. Good night.
Great comment, Sister Jay and Sister Sparkles.
And good
great
night
comment.
To all your co-hosts. God bless you all.
Good night.
Keep safe.
God bless. Great show.
Good night, Marjorie Cross.
Good night, Pastor Rose. And good night, everyone.
Good night, Pastor Rose.
Good night.